Good morning, and welcome to the Moxie Marketer Podcast, designed to empower you to market your business like a million-dollar corporation would, even if you're operating on a meager budget, a miser's budget, or even no budget at all. My name is Maria Hester, and I'm the CEO of TechTrees, LLC, a small business marketing and technology company in Maryland. TechTrees empowers small to medium-sized business owners with the same cutting-edge technology and marketing expertise the big boys enjoy, only at prices that make you want to dance. Today, I come to you with heaviness in my heart, but hope, knowing that God is still in control, even through COVID-19. This virus has utterly devastated our country and our planet. It feels like one day we woke up to a new and horrifying world. A world filled with pain and suffering far worse than any nightmare we could have imagined. I have friends who have lost loved ones to this pandemic, and many of you have lost someone or know somebody who's lost a friend or family member as well. People are afraid to go back to work not knowing whether they'll contract this ravenous killer virus, yet they're afraid not to go back to work, fearing financial ruin. Businesses are teetering on the edge of collapse, forcing many business owners to make a solemn choice, risk losing all they've worked for by keeping the doors closed, or risk contracting a serious, potentially deadly illness by opening up. In fall of 2019, no one could have ever imagined what we'd be going through right now. No one knows when we'll ever get back to normal, and many believe when the dust does settle, we'll have a new normal, and I'm one of them. My favorite restaurant, along with its family-friendly ambiance and awesome food, somehow virtually has no appeal to me these days. Not even if we wear a mask and sit far away from the next table. And realistically, many people, your potential customers, share similar concerns. There has been story after story about people who thought they were taking the right precautions, yet ended up contracting the virus anyway. Forbes recently reported that North Carolina hit its highest one-day number of confirmed COVID cases just weeks after starting its first phase of reopening. And CNN reported that as Americans are celebrating Memorial Day weekend, cases of COVID-19 surged in some states. Not reassuring at all. So after this unprecedented roller coaster ride, what would be the new normal? And how can you position your business to not only weather this tsunami, but survive and thrive despite the storm? There is no one-size-fits-all answer here, but I'd like to share some potential solutions. Think about what your customers must be feeling right now, and think about how you can create a workaround to solve their problems. Virtually everyone is hurting now in some shape or form. But what can you do to lessen the impact of COVID-19 on your business while also reaching out to someone else who needs your help? For instance, if you own a restaurant, think about your patrons. Are they white-collar workers who can still earn a high salary working from home? Or are they mainly blue-collar workers who are likely out of work right now? Do you sell high-end, luxury, non-essential products or services? Or do you deal in must-have products and services? How can you repackage what you currently have to meet the current needs and budgets of your customers? With some school systems leaning toward modified school days next term, and some colleges considering 100% remote learning, how can your product or service meet one of the many needs of students and their very stressed-out parents? Consider modifying your product or service to cater to this tremendous need. This is just the tip of the iceberg. COVID-19 has impacted so many lives and businesses. The ways to address such a wide variety of needs is extremely lengthy. But how can you market on a budget? Well, let's start with Facebook. Facebook group posts are free. Join as many relevant groups as you can, but make sure the people in those groups are the types of people who would need and buy your products and services. Also, When you request to join a Facebook group, you may be asked to agree to the terms of membership. Some group leaders are happy to have members post great deals, while others will cancel your group membership quickly if they see such posts. Just go to your Facebook page and enter a term in the search box, such as bicycling group, if by chance you own a bicycle repair and parts shop. You'll see the various groups related to bicycles, and then you just click to join the group. Make sure you read the expectations of each group to make sure you do not violate the policies. Instagram posts are also free. You can create posts using pictures from your own smartphone. Make those pictures even more intriguing by going to canva.com. That's canva.com. Upload the pictures and add interesting features to grab their attention. This is a free service. You can post picture after picture in your Instagram account, but it may be for naught if you don't invest the time upfront picking hashtags that are relevant to your offerings. When you add a hashtag and start typing in a phrase, Instagram will provide you with a list of options to choose from, and this will spark ideas of hashtags you may not have thought of. I suggest you make a copy of your hashtag list so you can just copy and paste it into future posts without having to create a new hashtag list for each and every post. Experiment with different variations of hashtags to see which ones get the most bang for the buck. Oh, and this is a freebie, so I should have said, see which ones get the most attention. So we've talked a little bit about ways to market on a budget. When we come back from the break, we'll delve even deeper.
Are you a business owner seeking guidance on how to handle your business challenges? Do you feel alone and isolated in your business and in tackling your business challenges? I'm attorney Siobhan Smith, and please join me on my podcast, Tell Me About the Hard Part, where every week we'll be giving you real knowledge for your entrepreneurship journey. The show airs every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Drop in so we can make sure to give you the guidance you need on your entrepreneurship journey.
Hey, this is Maria Hester, CEO of Tech Trees LLC. Tune in to the Moxie Marketer podcast on Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I'll empower you with the practical tips and tricks to make your business soar on any budget. Every month, I'll be giving away free marketing tools like a press release, a logo, or even a mobile app for your business. Text Moxie, M-O-X-I-E, to 31996 for more special tips and offers, or contact me directly at maria@techtreats.solutions. See you there. Welcome back. LinkedIn also allows you to join multiple groups and post in those groups as well, though your posts should be relevant and full of information that will help the readers and not just a sales pitch. But if you write interesting articles or post links to good information, some people will likely respond to you directly or ask you to link in to them. This may open up new marketing opportunities for you, especially if those individuals are influential or have a large following that you can access. Tweet, tweet, tweet. No, you're not hearing a bird in the background, just a strong recommendation to send out those tweets to your followers. Remember, Pinterest and other social media sites can also offer you free ways to market your products and services. Email marketing is yet another option. If you already have a list of clients or potential customers, send out a few email messages with an offer they can't refuse. Just remember not to spam them. And of course, YouTube videos are free to post. You can even create your own free YouTube channel and post multiple videos and do your own infomercials. using your smartphone. Now, some low-cost options include Google Ads. If you're new to Google Ads, you may be able to get a Google, If you're new to Google Ads, you may be able to get a Google promo code for $100 off an ad. Basically, after you spend $100, Google will give you the next $100 in ads on them. If you start your bids at a few pennies, say a nickel or so, and gradually increase your bid, you may just find you're getting a lot of interested clicks to your website for pennies. Google will also show you how to set up your ads campaign for free. Just Google Google Skillshop and start your own free online learning. It'll take a few hours, but the ROI will be well worth it. Of course, you can always hire a Google specialist to run a campaign for you. I have found that it's easier to get very inexpensive clicks for clients with a given keyword or phrase when I use the Google Display Ads over the Google Search Ads. Google Display Ads have pictures. Google Search Ads are purely text ads. There's less competition for display ads than for search ads, so you get more clicks for your money. On the other hand, since search ads show up right when a person is specifically searching for a product or service such as yours, and a display ad may show up when a person is browsing a website that could be unrelated to your particular business, fewer people who see your ads will actually click on them. Display ads contain pictures, as noted, and you can make very intriguing pictures to draw people into your ads, even if they were not in search of your product. Next, Facebook ads are another option, and a well-thought-out Facebook ad can be very cost-effective. Finally, promotional flyers can be inexpensive, but you have to have a good delivery method for this to be cost-effective. Whatever method you choose for marketing, show empathy and compassion for what your customers are going through, especially in the midst of an unprecedented crisis, such as the one we're going through right now. People want to be heard, understood, and comforted. One of my favorite songs is a song called Together by King & Country, Tori Kelly, and Kirk Franklin. Here are some of the words. This is for the busted heart. This is for the question marks. This is for the outcast soul, lost control, no one knows. Sing it for the can't go back. Sing it for the broken past. Sing it for the just found out. Life is now upside down. If you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand. If you're feeling alone and don't understand, if you're fighting the fight of your life, then stand. We're going to make it through this hand in hand. And if we fall, we will fall together, together. Oh, and when we rise, we will rise together. We will rise together. The words of that song resonate over and over in my mind. We are in this nightmare together, and we should reach out to others and stand as one in the midst of this time. Whether we stand or fall, we should do it together. So if that means lowering your prices temporarily, offering free giveaways, or something else to help somebody through this crisis, we should be creative and make a commitment to reach out to someone else. That's not just sound marketing advice, because people will remember those who show them kindness. It's sound advice for humankind, for we are our brother's keeper. In that vein, the Moxie Marketer will give away free 15-second video promos to the third, sixth, and ninth individuals to email me at Maria@techtreats.solutions. That's Maria at techtreats.solutions, solutions. Just request your free video. Very few restrictions apply. I look forward to hearing from you, and may God bless you and keep you safe as we navigate this journey together. And until the next time, let your love be strong, your ethics impeccable, and your marketing moxie.